Chazal in this week's parasha, when they look at Korach, they say that the root of the problem was made of kina, that he's kind of about the seus of Eli Tzafan ben Uziel, and he's had to battle the words of Moshe. Now, there's a lot to learn about the meat of kina in this week's parasha. He wants to be the Nasi, so he wants to be involved to the words of Moshe. So he comes and he says, everybody is holy. Where the morale learns and others learn. His Moshe was the talis of Kulot Chelis. He felt it did not need tzitzis. And Abayas Molis from did not need a mezuzah. And Klaiso, because they're Kodesh, they do not need a leader. He's undermining his own position as well. So what's he going to get out of it? He gets nothing out of it. He can't become the leader either. And then Moshe says, okay, fine. I see what you want is Kuna Gadalo. Take a machta, and whoever is deserving will become the one who's going to become it. That wasn't his argument. His argument was, I want nothing. I don't want Kuna Gadalo. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw through, he himself did not see what he was saying was, it was not logical. What he was saying, he's arguing, deep down he wants to be the current God. Well, he's arguing that there should be nobody. And Moshe says, okay, so let's take the matter. She's like, well, he should respond to me, I'm not interested. He didn't respond to that because he was interested. He was just saying a ruse to people. I mean, you know, his goal was to lead on Moshe Rabbeinu and fight Moshe Rabbeinu and then become a leader. People would throw back his line back to him. The power of kina, of not thinking logically, is that the improbability, the illogical element of his time didn't seem to bother him. As long as he could some way undermine what Moshe did, whatever the results will be, it'll be. But at least Aaron and Moshe should not be the leaders. So his kina is gone. If there's no leaders, so at least he's not jealous. He hasn't got what he wanted, but at least he won't be jealous anymore. And that's the power of kina, to take a person to that. Now the truth is, I once had a chaver in yeshiva, said a fascinating line. He said, I don't understand people are jealous about somebody else's hatzlacha learning. I sit in the Beis Medrash, and each person who's learning and doing what they're supposed to do adds to the power of the Beis Medrash, adds to the Kedusha, as to the learning. So I benefit from what he's doing, so why would I be jealous? That was the line that he said. So it didn't make any sense to him, the thought process of these people. And he's right. So why don't, in many of the areas where there is, when we're discussing kina, if it's talking about a physical item, so either you have the car, or I have the car, so I can be mekan, I want the car instead of you. We pass the Israel of Sachma is only if I want to take away your item and take it to myself. But we're talking about accomplishments in Ruchnius, which larger many times, that's what our elements of kina are. They don't make any sense. What the person has doesn't affect me anyway negatively. At worst, it does nothing for me. At best, it may help me, the fact that he has something. So what's the issue? The issue is covet. The issue is that I'm jealous of the recognition the person is getting. I want the recognition for myself. And somebody else has the recognition, means I don't get it. Because we're both recognized that I don't see myself as being unique. So in the world of covet, the kin over here is in the covet of it. The Sasama says that the kin over here was in the Ruchnius. But it was an outward focus of the way you get Ruchnius is not by being Mekana. But your Ruchnius is by looking inside. And our Karach was possibly, on the outside, maybe more impressive than Aaron. He suggested from the B'shitzcha that was true. But that's the whole Yisod of Kedusha, is not the outside, it's the inside. That's where he made his mistake, by focusing on the covered element, on the projection of the outside. None of the when it comes to the world of Ruchnius, the Panemius is Iker. In the world of Panemius, it's not possible to take away something from somebody else. There's no room for Kina. It doesn't exist. Have a good Shabbos.